my attorney would get together to beat up me.
What's happening, Catskill? You're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM. This is Chuck Ansbacher, Broody Duck, signing off.
WGXE underwriting support is provided by Hawkeye Resilience Advisors, a full-service security, risk, and crisis management company helping local organizations be prepared before, during, and after crisis strike. Hawkeye Resilience helps people make plans before something goes wrong. Business resilience promotes community resilience. For more information, visit HawkeyeResilience.com or call 518-573-9183.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Mayuko Fujino in Copaic, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
You like music?
Hey, this is Andy, host of Crawl Out from the Fallout with Raven Sings the Blues right here on WGXC. The show is a monthly roundup of new offerings.
You know, I was listening to the radio, and I heard this thing!
90.7 FM. Listener-aided and abetted radio.
Finally. It's all melting, and you can hear it go from a drip to a trickle. To a rush.
You can smell the wet earth, a good, rich rot that you missed so much.
Color is seeping back into the land.
You can feel the world stirring around you.
And within you.
What are you anyways, if not just another warm-blooded animal?
Drawn out of your den.
Ready and eager to get back to what all animals do best.
You know where to thaw out.
You'll head to where the buzz is before the bees come back.
The Love Motel.
Welcome, sweethearts, to the Love Motel. This is Donna, and if you're tuning in from where the Catskill Mountains meet the mighty Hudson River, where I am, you're finally starting to see some real signs of spring after several weeks of very confusing weather. Buds are pushing out of the tips of the tree branches, birds are coming back, and just the other day I saw some crocuses pushing up through the soggy ground.
And I'm Honey, coming to you from Color Splash Los Angeles, where the California poppies are in bloom and the sweet smell of jasmine is just about to start wafting into my bedroom window any day now.
Just in case this is your first time checking into the Love Motel, let's get you up to speed. We're a once-a-month radio romance ride with love advice, love songs, and our very own love line. Call and leave us a message sometime at 857-DIAL-LOVE. That's 857-342-5568. It's a very real number where you can leave us a very real message for us to play on the air.
You can also write to us totally anonymously by going to our website, www.thelovemotelradio.com. We have our episode archive there too, so you can catch up on all our old shows and take us with you wherever you roam. And we're on Instagram at the.lovemotel.
Tonight, we're going to open up a few letters, try to tease through whatever's tangling up the hearts of their writers, and play more than a few all-time amazing songs for you.
You want to give us a little taste of what we're going to be tackling tonight, Donna?
A taste so they come back for more? Absolutely. First, we have a letter from someone who's caught in the middle of some tension between their parent and their paramour because of some somewhat unique behavior of the latter.
And we've got another letter from a doctor who's having a hard time at their practice because of some unhealed wounds of their own.
I can't wait to take a crack at them.
Same here. So let's get going.
Right into our first song block.
Let's do the things together only lovers do. Let the flow on, baby. We'll do the things together only lovers do. Let the flow on, baby. We'll do the things together only lovers do. Let the flow on, baby.
You're listening to The Love Motel, and we're back from our first spread of songs to take you right into our first listener question of the evening. This one comes from someone who called themselves Girlfriend of an Anatremic, and they wrote,
Dear Donna and Honey, I'm in a real dilly of a pickle. My boyfriend of 9 months is a total dreamboat, treating me like a proper queen, plus his body is a solid 7+ out of 10, etc. But his aversion to sodium and subsequent low blood pressure has become a major issue. He's constantly on the verge of passing out, which has led to awkward incidences with my parents, culminating in my mother demanding that I either sneak sodium into his food or dump him. Now, I'm 23, so I know I can make my own decisions, but I think my mother has a good point. I'm torn between love and loyalty. How do I mend their relationship without sacrificing my own happiness?
Ooh, Donna, this one is a toughie.
Yeah, whoa, whoa, whoa. There's got to be a stop in the spectrum somewhere between dosing him and dumping him. Have you tried explaining to him how the mishandling of his own mineral deficiency has affected your relationship? He might think he's the only one dealing with the issue and might not be aware that it's sapping your energy too, and making it hard to convince your mom that he's the dreamboat that you know him to be.
I'm sure you haven't wanted to overstep. It's his life, his body, not yours. But the 9-month mark is kind of a crucial relationship milestone. It's not a half-year fling, and you haven't celebrated that 1-year major marker yet. It's where you can start to really ask yourself, are we long-term compatible? And if not, what changes could happen to get us there? And you're allowed to have these heavy conversations now, where you can express your concerns and how they're impacting you. Plus, sometimes young men might need a caring young woman to get them to start taking care of themselves. It isn't your job, but if he's worth a little effort, I think it's fine for you to put in the work.
From what you expressed toward the end of your letter, it seems like your mom might be crossing some boundaries. And I think that you should also have a conversation with her. No one should be forcing you to make this kind of choice. That's ridiculous and not fair. Your mom should be on your team, trying to help you figure out how to talk to your drowsy dreamboat about his condition.
Totally, Donna. I mean, I tell my mom everything, and I love to confide in her and ask for her advice. But there's a not very fine line between having your mom as a close confidant and having her as your relationship's third wheel. If you're not being harmed or hurt or in danger, you're allowed to date whatever less than perfect 23-year-olds you come across. I assure you, and your mother, that there's much more glaring deficiencies in young men your age than those of the sodium variety. She should remember that.
I don't envy the spot that you're in, girlfriend of an anatremic. Trying to balance your own comfort and happiness with that of those you love. I'm sure with some caring conversation, you'll arrive where you're meant to be. Until then, here's a few songs to soothe.
Please. shed one tear.
Hey babe, you're back where you belong, right here at the Love Motel.
And we're going to get right into our next and last letter for the night. This one comes from Doctor in Debt, and they wrote,
Dear Donna and Honey, I have a conundrum and could use some advice. I'm a 30-year-old male, and I've been married to my wife for about 2 years. I'm a psychologist, and more specifically, a couples therapist. I have been doing this for a few years now, and I think that I'm quite good at it. But now I feel a bit lost. I recently found out that my wife has been hiding some credit card debt from me for a few years and took out a personal loan to help pay down her debt. When she told me about it, I felt confused and betrayed. The debt itself isn't what I'm most upset about, although it is substantial. It's more so that she didn't tell me about it sooner. Ever since this revelation, I've been feeling like a total fraud at work. Here I am, trying to help couples foster trust and honest communication. Meanwhile, my own marriage has been affected by this. Do you have any advice for healing from this and getting my professional mojo back?
We're not supposed to bring our work home or our home to work, but sometimes it sure is hard, isn't it? And I have a hunch that you're feeling like a fraud at work because you haven't resolved the damage between you and your wife. If you both take time to get back to a place of trust where communication feels encouraged and easy, think how amazing you'll feel about your work once you successfully move through this painful patch of your relationship. You'll re-enter those sessions with couples with even more experience to pull from, perhaps an even better therapist than you were before.
Mm-hmm. Donna, let me be the second opinion this doctor is looking for. I think you're spot on. I don't think having a perfect relationship at home is a prerequisite for being a good couples therapist. I don't think all house cleaners have a spotless home, and I've dated enough chefs in my life to know that they subsist on a dorm room diet of ramen and cereal when they're off the line. But in your case especially, wouldn't all the things you're working through with your wife in real time give you insight and real deal, straight from experience, empathy for all the things you talk about with your clients? I can't think of a better qualification for working through someone else's problems than having known exactly what it's like to be in their shoes.
Exactly, honey. I can't assume, but having a few spending problems of varying severities over the years, I would imagine that your wife hid her debt from you out of shame. We want our loved ones to think the world of us. So when we've done something that we regret, something that makes us feel ugly, that we think others might judge us for, it often feels like an easier choice to avoid confession and hide our sins, so our partners can go on seeing us as angels.
Once again, we don't envy you or the position you and your wife are in. It is so tricky, so devastating, so hard. Like Donna, I can see so clearly how your wife wanted to protect you from this information and protect the idea you had of who she is from being marred by her mistakes. I don't excuse her, but I do understand her. I hope that, maybe not now, but someday, you're able to see it the same way, not as a betrayal, but as a desire to hide a part of herself that she hates from the person that she loves. And with debt more than with anything, things can snowball out of control when you're busy trying to brush them under the rug. And we don't have to tell you, I'm sure, that the capitalist state that runs and rules our lives wants to keep people like your wife in debt and benefits from the various apparatuses that keep her drowning when all she wants to do is float to the top, to safety, to you. It's hard to live now more than ever. You've done nothing to deserve this, and yet here it is. I wish we had more advice to give you on this part, but all we can give you is a great big serving of compassion from the deep Love Motel well. We hate that you're going through this, but there's no other way out, just through. We're pulling for you, Doc.
We have no doubt you're top of your field and that you won't be doubting that soon enough.
Until then, how about a little medicine? Some uplifting jams might be just what the doctor ordered.
We'll be right back. You never leave alone. I can see you never learn. When you're playing with fire, you get your fingers burned. There ain't no use in crying, baby, don't delay. You can call your doctor, I'll be there right away. I'm the medicine man, your doctor of love. Medicine man, doctor of love. When there's a feeling inside that just can't be denied.
If you want that girl, listen, son, don't you sit around and cry. Because love in this world ain't nothing you can buy. She's got ruby lips and emerald eyes. She's got diamonds on her mind. If you want that girl, what you need is a M-O anywhere. That's a
grateful for all the sweethearts who come to our little love motel. And I'm in awe of the courage it takes us all to explore our own hearts and journey closer to our true desires.
We are so touched that you all trust us with your hearts and give us your ears month in and month out here at the greatest little therapy couch on the airwaves. But the heartbreaking sound of the closing bell has started to toll.
Oh, our least favorite part of the night. Saying goodbye. The end of the story. For now, that is.
We'll be back on the airwaves next month, but you don't have to spend these lonely nights missing us either.
Listen to all our old episodes and write to us at thelovemotelradio.com. And give us a call at 857-DIAL-LOVE.
That's 857-342-5568.
Find us on Instagram at the.lovemotel to stay in touch until we meet again.
We love you, we'll miss you, and we can't wait to see you back here next month on the first Thursday at 8 p.m.
Until then, don't forget. Love is in the airwaves.
We'll kiss goodbye.
It's not them, girl. No, they're not lonely. It's not them, girl. No, they're not blue. And it's not them, girl. No, they're not crying. But it's me, girl. Oh, God, it's me, girl. And I'm hurting so bad 'cause I adore you. They're not the ones who aren't living but only existing, with nothing to go on for except memories of a love they're missing. But it's me, girl. Oh, God, it's me, girl. I'm hurting so bad 'cause I adore you. It's so easy for them to say it'll be all right, be okay, but they're not me, and they're not crying. I could probably say this too, if I had never met you, if I wasn't tortured by memory, had no business dying. But it's me, girl.